Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Locked On Warriors. This is Grant Liftman.
And this is Drew Schiller.
And we are here to talk to you about the Warriors 5 days a week. All right. And actually, today's episode, Drew, I don't know if you know this, is brought to you by Freego, the underwear you wish you had.
I did know that.
Oh, wow. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Drew, you know what I want to talk about right now, don't you?
Well, right now, it's about 10:40 on Thursday night. You and I just watched the NBA draft together. And yes, we need to immediately jump into the fact that you are arguably the second happiest person alive right now outside of Jordan Bell.
Yeah, okay. So let me break this down for everybody. It being the draft night, and you're obviously hearing this the next day. Drew, how long have I been telling you I wanted Jordan Bell on the Warriors?
For a couple of months. Ever since his performance against Kansas in the Elite Eight, when he had 11 points, 13 rebounds, 4 assists, and most importantly, 8 blocked shots. And several of them were against Josh Jackson, who basically eventually looked scared to attack the rim because Jordan Bell was patrolling the paint.
He was single-handedly keeping that Oregon team in the game for a while. So the point is actually I need to look back on my Twitter feed because I know during that game I actually tweeted out and said how much I wanted him. I think it was something like I was saying I wanted him and Draymond Green on the floor together and seeing the nastiness that would be down low. And that actually might be a reality now. So really, I want to just toot my own horn here and just say I'm proud of myself for guessing this one right.
You should be super proud. And when we were sitting there watching, the first 15 picks, it gets into the late first round, and basically you're sitting there like, all right, can we just get to the second round, please? Because I'm hoping that Jordan Bell falls and the Warriors are in position to strike. And then we're sitting there, we're both on our phones, we're trying to stay ahead of things, and all of a sudden you see that David Aldridge reports that the Chicago Bulls are going to draft Jordan Bell. And I believe you shouted out an expletive that we cannot repeat here.
I think it was a four-letter word.
Yes, it was. And then I saved the day because Adrian Wojnarowski tweeted out that the Warriors were going to buy that pick from the Bulls. And I told you that, and you erupted.
I did. I was jumping up and down. And for all you Warriors fans that want to know a little bit about Jordan Bell, if you don't know much about him, he's listed at 6'9". Is that right, Drew?
6'9". The crazy thing is I think he actually might be listed at like 6'7", 6'8". He's kind of undersized. He just has long arms and a great reach. And his natural shot blocking ability is just very rare.
Just tremendous. And he is just a nasty player. And I mean that in the best way possible. The guy fights for every ball. He for what he doesn't have in terms of offensive touch or skill, he makes up for it in effort and just grit. And I just,
using all of the buzzwords right now.
I'm elated to have him on the team. And, even if he doesn't have 20 minutes a game to play, I could just see him getting those 5 minutes a game where he just comes in and is just a difference maker, just an energy defensively. And I'm excited to see him out there. And I truly believe he has a chance to make an impact on the team as soon as next year.
So we obviously do not know yet what the Warriors are going to be able to do at the center position in terms of bringing guys back, with JaVale McGee and Zaza Pachulia and David West and James Michael McAdoo. These guys are, all free agents. And the fact that the Warriors are having an introductory press conference for Jordan Bell on Friday afternoon, it tells you that they definitely are looking at Bell as being a guy who's going to come in and contribute. Bob Meyer said it to the media on Thursday night. He said, We don't really know exactly what position he is. Is he going to play power forward for us? Is he going to be center for us? But we just know that we're going to find a place for him because he just knows how to play basketball. And a guy like him is exactly what the Warriors need from their big men. They need guys moving forward in particular who are do not care about scoring, who simply want to play defense. They want to set good screens, and they want to roll to the rim and be a threat. And that is exactly what Jordan Bell is going to provide the Warriors.
And they you know, for a while they thought, they're hoping McAdoo or Looney turn into that. You know, because it really is the athletic centers that the Warriors thrive with. And there was multiple times that they you couldn't run out a lineup necessarily of Zaza or JaVale because they're, the other team went small. And the Warriors are great at going small, but they wanted sometimes to have that presence down low and not make Draymond Green be the five, right? And so you had David West be it every now and then. But there was times, and that's why Steve Kerr even said that McAdoo was going to probably get some minutes in game five because that's what he thought was going to happen with the small ball lineup, right? Covering the threes.
Yes.
But that's where Jordan Bell comes in because you actually, you know, obviously he hasn't played a minute in the NBA, but in my mind, he's a person you do not have to worry about defensively. That's the one thing you just do not have to worry about him. Obviously, he has to figure out the schemes of the Warriors, but at the end of the day, this guy's going to fit right in there in terms of just defensive energy.
He was the Pac-12 Defensive Player of the Year this past season. He blocked over 90 shots as a freshman, and he broke the Oregon school record for block shots in his 50th game.
Yes.
So,
and yeah.
Go ahead.
No, and that comes on the – and then also just the other news, and we can go back to Jordan Bell in a second, that there's – rumors, or I guess it's, I don't know it's if it's fact yet, but Chris Boucher,
it's a fact. Also Bob Myers talked about it.
Okay, he was the shot blocking machine over in Oregon who got hurt in the, was it the first round of the NCAA tournament, or was that a Pac-12 tournament?
No, he tore his ACL in the Pac-12 tournament, and he didn't even know that he had torn it until an MRI the next morning. He kept playing on the torn ACL, which is a crazy story. And if you are not familiar with Chris Boucher, I encourage all Warriors fans, just Google it. It's an article that was written back in November by Luke Wynn of Sports Illustrated, and it highlights and it chronicles Chris Boucher's rise to Oregon and to being a stud player. He was born in a small island, St. Lucia, or St. Lucia, I'm probably not pronouncing it right. And he moved to Montreal when he was like 5 months old. And it's just an awesome, awesome story. Chris Boucher was on the cover of Sports Illustrated, Grant, back in November for the college basketball preview.
There, for a while there, there was thoughts that he may end up being one of the best, maybe the best prospect on that Oregon team for a while.
Yeah, he weighs like 140 pounds, but he is 6'10", and he can shoot threes, and he blocks shots, and he's a freak athlete just in terms of how long his arms are. It's crazy.
Right. So if he can get his knee back in the place he wants to, or if the Warriors are willing to put in the time to really rehab him, you know, put him maybe in that 15th spot on the bench, you know, he may be the person that if he can show that his knee's on the right track, he can be the person that necessarily like maybe replaces a Looney or McAdoo on the 15th spot.
Well, so Chris Boucher was signed to this new two-way deal that is new to the NBA and the G League this season. And there's probably some fans who are listening who are not aware. So the NBA D League is no longer called the D League. It is now the G League. And yes, it's because Gatorade is the title sponsor, but they don't want you to refer to it as Gatorade. It is just the G League. And this upcoming season, each NBA team now has a 16th and 17th roster spot. And basically, those two spots are reserved for players who are going to kind of bounce back and forth between the G League and their parent club in the NBA. And that contract is going to pay guys between $75,000 and $250,000, depending on days of service with the parent team. And the main reason for it, the motivation for it, is because it's going to prevent 60 players from going overseas and making more money. Those guys are now going to choose to stay in the States and want to be a part of an NBA organization and stay home. And so it's a great, great new little wrinkle that is going to make the G League stronger, and it's going to make more guys stay home, and it's awesome. And Chris Boucher is a perfect guy for that role coming off this ACL tear. I tell you, Grant, the Warriors like their Oregon Ducks because Elgin Cook, who was awesome for Oregon two seasons ago, he played for the Santa Cruz Warriors this past year, and now we see the Warriors on Thursday night during the draft paying $3.5 million for the rights to Jordan Bell, and now they are going to invest a little bit in Chris Boucher as well.
Well, that's very cool, and actually I want to talk to you more about the G League, but first, Drew, I want to get in a little word about our sponsor here.
Let's do it.
Are you ready for this?
It's the best.
So Freego, it is the underwear you wish you had. Some investors of Freego include Carmelo Anthony, Timbaland, and 50 Cent. Not 50 Cent, 50 Cent.
That's your boy.
That's my guy. All products include the Freego Zone, and it's a patented adjustable pouch, which is customizable to your body. And if you visit the website, I Wear Freego, so that's IWEARFRIGO.com. That's Freego, which is FRIGO. We actually can get you 25% off some of their products here if you just use the promo code Warriors. That is a capital WARRIORS.
I think people know how to spell Warriors, but thank you for spelling that out.
Well, just in case they didn't, you know, sometimes we might, well, you know, a lot of our fans here, you know, they're smart, but you never know.
It's true.
But 25% off with that promo code, and that's Freego. That is a lot. Thank you for bringing that up. So it's also available in Neiman Marcus and Bloomingdale's, but I would go over to iwearfreego.com. So that's our sponsor for this show today.
Thank you very much, Freego.
Drew.
Yes.
So back to this G League. Do you think Damian Jones would have been a two-way player this year if that had existed last year, right?
No, because the two-way deal is for basically a 16th and 17th spot, and right. Damian Jones definitely was one of the top 15 guys. So
does it have to be an undrafted player? That's my question.
I don't believe so, because not every second round pick is guaranteed to make a team. I mean, they still got to go to training camp and they still have to earn a roster spot. Now, right. A guy like Jordan Bell, I think, you know, the Warriors are penciling him in for a spot, and he's going to, I'm sure, sign a guaranteed type contract just like Pat McCaw did last year. By the way, Jordan Bell, 38th pick, Pat McCaw, 38th pick. It's just unbelievable. What were the Chicago Bulls thinking?
Oh, my goodness.
Let's quickly go into the Jimmy Butler trade because...
Oh, my goodness.
It's just... I mean, I know I've learned over the last couple of years not to have knee-jerk reactions and to not be impulsive with the way you judge trades and the way you judge picks. But this one on the surface is almost... You almost have carte blanche to judge this one because the Minnesota Timberwolves just absolutely fleece the Chicago Bulls. I know we feel the same way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Jimmy Butler, you know, while I don't rate him the same way that a lot of people rate him as like a top 10 player, I can see him
neither do I.
Top 15 to top 20 in that range. He's a stud. He's an absolute stud. A veteran who plays both ways. Definitely is. He plays tough defense, too. His numbers are just better than people think. And he is now going to a Timberwolves team that already had a ton of young talent. And the
well, they just got rid of two of those pieces, but still.
Yeah, but those two pieces weren't their best. They're not two of their top two pieces. You see what I'm saying?
It's simple. It's Jimmy Butler, Andrew Wiggins, and Karl Anthony Towns.
Right, and we were already thinking that Wiggins and Karl Anthony Towns were going to be like future top 25 people. Karl Anthony Towns may jump into the top 15 next year. That guy's that good.
He just barely missed out on making an All-NBA team, and he was incredible the second half of the season.
Exactly. I love this trade for Minnesota. Tom Thibodeau gets Jimmy Butler back. And for all of you Warriors fans that always look at the difference between the Western Conference and the Eastern Conference, one of the best players in the Eastern Conference just came over to the Western Conference. So there you go. There's some more talent to add to the Western Conference.
No, I mean, Minnesota today really sealed they sealed the playoff spot next year. I mean, they are definitely – going to be a team that a lot of people in media are going to pick to be maybe even a team that could shoot all the way up to getting home court in the first round and being a top four team. I mean, we got to see what the other teams do in the NBA. There's a lot of question marks still. Free agency starts in about 10 days. But with that core, I mean, Jimmy Butler's young. I think he's 27 years old. He's under contract for two more years at a very, very reasonable number for how good he is. I think it's $18 million this year and then $20 million after that. And with Wiggins and Towns, I mean, they have a core now that is going to be very possibly kind of the next wave, the next team to possibly kind of take the baton from the Warriors in a couple years. I mean, they have that much talent now.
Yeah, and if you really think about it, not that I'm saying that they're really going to compete with the Warriors in the next couple of years, but the Wolves have given the Warriors some trouble the last couple of years.
Yeah, they beat them two years ago at Oracle.
Yeah, in Oracle, and they play them tough, and it's a lot of their youth and athleticism, but you add someone like Jimmy Butler and you give a couple more years experience in that system, Tom Thibodeau's system, to the young guys, and I really like the Wolves, and I don't think they're done. They're saying that they're trying to shop Rubio and et cetera. I think, you know, they also said there's a chance they could free up as much as $20 million in cap space. So you could see them in players. I know Marcus Thompson tweeted the idea that Sean Livingston could be a target of theirs.
Yes.
We've always talked about how Andre Iguodala can be a target of theirs. So they are in a good position to make some moves.
Yeah, I mean, I got to really look at their cap situation, but with Pekovic retiring and being off their books now, Kat and Andrew Wiggins are still on their rookie deals, so they're at a very favorable number. Rubio, I believe, is at like $12 million. I know Gorgui Dieng re-upped. Shabazz Muhammad is going to be a free agent. He's probably going to end up leaving if they can't get... I think they'd have to renounce him to get Iguodala or Sean Livingston. But yeah, the Wolves are in good position. The Bulls, thank you very much for agreeing to accept Joe Lacob's $3.5 million. And how about that? I mean, it's just another example of Joe Lacob putting his money where his mouth is. Now, it's not all his money. Peter Guber has the deep pockets as well, and all the other minority owners. But the Warriors are willing to do whatever it takes to improve their roster. And Joe Lacob on Thursday night after tonight, I'm just going to say tonight. People know that we're recording this Thursday night. He told Tim Kawakami that Jordan Bell, outside of the guys in the top 10, Jordan Bell was legitimately one of his two favorite prospects. And Seth Davis, who is a very, very respected basketball writer and covers college in the NBA, he thought that Jordan Bell should have been a mid first round pick. And the Warriors get him at number 38.
Yeah. No, it's exactly who I wanted, but what do I know? I just, you know.
I'm what do you know? Amazing. You're just an outsider, bro.
No, I'm just an outsider. What can I say?
And one other quick little quote for Warriors fans to remember. Dylan Brooks, who was Oregon's best player and the Pac-12 Player of the Year, he, after Oregon beat Kansas in the Elite Eight, talking about Jordan Bell, said that Jordan Bell is the backbone of our team. So,
kind of sounds like Draymond Green, doesn't it?
So arguably the best player in the Pac-12 last year said that it was a different guy who was the backbone of the Oregon team because he can defend every position, he dunks a lot, he gets the team going with the energy. He is on the surface, it's a fantastic pick for the Warriors. Now, we don't want to just crown Jordan Bell and say he's gonna be a legitimate starting center in the league for a long time, but man, the Warriors may have gotten themselves a guy, and NBA Twitter was just going nuts. They could not believe that the Chicago Bulls allowed the Warriors to get him. Just couldn't believe it.
Yeah. So here's the funny thing. Remember last year, the Warriors jump into the draft and buy into the second round and take Patrick McCaw, and everyone goes nuts. They go, oh, that's a typical Warriors move. I can't believe they stole him.
Not really. At the time, Pat McCaw was not known to be this dude.
There was. Well, at least that started going, especially during Summer League when he was playing so well. And it's funny because why do these players fall this far if everyone believes this all of a sudden, that NBA execs go, oh, classic Warriors. You know, it's like, well, then why are they falling that far? And I feel like this is the same thing that's always been said about the San Antonio Spurs. that you're like, oh, they got him. Yeah, well, that makes sense.
DeJounte Murray last year, even Derek White this year at 29.
Right. And you're like, then why did he fall that far in the first place? Because, and then you see some head scratchers that happened during the draft. I don't know. It's fascinating to me.
Well,
I don't know how that
works. Jordan Bell in particular, it's because he's undersized. And he's not a guy who can, you know, who can really step out and knock down a mid-range jumper. It's not his game. He's not going to have to do that with the Warriors, though. He's just going to be setting high ball screens and rolling to the rim. And you have to take him into account. I mentioned that he's not really a good jump shooter. He did shoot 70% from the free throw line. And he was like at 51% the year before. So he really worked on his offensive game between his sophomore and junior year and became a reliable free throw shooter. One other thing for those who are not really familiar with Jordan Bell, he's from Long Beach, California. He was a top 100 recruit coming out of high school. However, he did not qualify academically originally to go play at Oregon. So he had to get his grades up and do a year in between. And then he went to Oregon and played 3 years. So essentially, he's been out of high school for 4 years. So he is a grown man, and he is ready to contribute. And you hear a lot of times people say it takes bigs a little bit longer to develop. But he's been out of high school for 4 years. So he has had a lot of seasoning in the college game, and he's going to be ready for the NBA game also because the way Oregon plays. They just spread the floor, and they are a fun, relentless style. And he's going to fit in well.
Yeah, and you know, going back to the point I was saying about why do teams pass up, the other thing to note is the Warriors are such a complete team that they don't need to draft a person that they're hoping turns into a star. They're drafting for depth and need. And because of that, they're able to take these type of players. And that's probably the difference, and that's really with the San Antonio Spurs, is they have such a system already in place that they get guys that put perfectly into that system. And the Warriors are in that mode now. They got somebody last year in Pat McCaw, who's this lanky, like 6'7" guy who can play off the ball and shoot the ball from three. Well, even though he wasn't the best shooter at that point, but he was a great defensive in terms of being flexible to rotate, whatever. And then this year they bring a flashy defensive guy who also has the ability to kind of do some of those same things. So really they're drafting to a system.
Yes. And if Jordan Bell takes a little bit longer to develop and he has to go down to Santa Cruz and play in the G League, so be it. I'll get to call his games and I'm excited about that. And Chris Boucher. I'm excited to see Chris Boucher down in Santa Cruz. It's going to be great. And one other thing for Warriors fans before we go follow Jordan Bell on Twitter because he is a pretty funny follow. If you go back and dig into some old tweets, I guarantee you are going to laugh. In fact, a couple years ago, he said that the Warriors were his favorite team. However, he also said he's a huge LeBron fan. So go back and look at some of the old ones because those tweets just don't go away.
It's funny looking back on tweets. Actually, tonight I think I'm going to find that tweet I said about Jordan Bell back in the day during the tournament.
Absolutely.
But if you haven't followed us on Twitter yet, you follow Drew at Drew Schiller. That's DrewShiller. And then myself, it's at G Liffman. That's GLIFF, both as in Frank, M as in Mary, A, and then two N's as in Nancy.
And if you are enjoying our podcast so far, please subscribe. At Locked On Warriors on iTunes and in your podcast app, all the above. And tell your friends because we're going to be doing this. We're going to be doing it all summer, and then we'll definitely be with you all next season as well. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So stay with us.
Yes, sir. And a big thank you again to our sponsor, Freego, the underwear you wish you had. And don't forget to use the promo code Warriors to get 25% off at iwearfreego.com.
Stop wishing and go out and get some.
I like that. All right, everybody, you have a good day. We'll be talking more about all this Jordan Bell and all that soon.
Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our four-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our two-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.